I'm Marianne Williamson.
Jack Canfield.
Subong Pusome.
I'm Doreen Virtue.
My name is Miguel Ruiz.
Hi, I'm Carolyn May.
This is James Van Praagh, and you're listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman.
Keep doing what you're doing, Greg. Balancing the negative radio broadcast with positive energy.
Welcome. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX93.5 FM, community-supported radio in Laguna Beach, California, and broadcast all over the world. You all know the gig. Sex, relationships, dream interpretation, personal growth. We talk about it all. We don't tell you what to do or even how to do it. This show is all about offering up pathways and possibilities. What you do with that is entirely up to you. We don't want you wearing something funky or itchy, the wrong color, the wrong style. But if it resonates with you, we encourage you. Try it on. Check it out. You don't even have to buy it. You never have to wear it again. But if it works, phenomenal. And I say this every single week. Happiness takes courage. Love takes courage. So, if you got the courage, come with us on an inner journey.
Yeah.
bad girl, baby. Yeah, I changed my ways. Don't want bad looking trouble. Lord, have mercy on me. Yeah, if I done somebody wrong, Lord, have mercy if you.
Have mercy. Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX93.5 FM community-supported radio in Laguna Beach, California. You know, there are so many things that I love to talk to you guys about, but one of those things that's come up a lot lately is fear. Fear is fascinating to me. I'm going to start out by talking about what most people call your comfort zone. You want to know what your comfort zone is? It ain't comfortable. Your comfort zone is actually just a familiar zone. It is a level of pain and suffering that you've decided that you could live within the parameters of. That's groovy. The part that freaks me out, the part that really fascinates me, is within that same thing that we call a comfort zone, there's also only an acceptable level of happiness that you feel like you could incorporate. Now, I don't do this often, but this is just one of those poems that rocks my world. So I'm going to share it with you all tonight, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about it. It's by Marianne Williamson. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light. Listen to that. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us most. We ask ourselves, who are we to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that others won't be insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make, to manifest the glory of God that's within each of us. And it's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give others permission to do the same. And as we're liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. I bring that up tonight because I tell you, I struggle with this every single day. I work to bring light into this world. I work so hard to bring light into my own life, to bring as much happiness and joy as I can to both my inner and my outer worlds. And it blows me away when I see people that are so incredibly attached to the familiar misery, the familiar level of happiness, and unwilling to go beyond that. And this is what I mean when I say happiness takes courage and love takes courage. Are you willing? I'm going to ask this in a different way. There's a saying I love. It says, in order to discover new lands, it's necessary to lose sight of shore for a long, long time. And I'll tell you this, a long time ago, I went from Long Beach Harbor to Catalina on a Sea-Doo. And it's a tiny little thing when you're out in the middle of the ocean. And it's even smaller when you're at that place when you can no longer see the mainland and you can't see the island. And yet, that's the place That's the place where you learn courage and love and desire and intention. And that's the place where you learn how to do it without ego. And you just go forward because that's what you decide. That's what you choose. And I ask this so often. Are you willing to choose happiness? Are you willing to choose your life? Or would you rather defer and be a victim of circumstance? It's all a choice. And we'll be back with more Inner Journey with Greg Friedman and our guest this evening. Not going to even tell you. But I'll tell you this. Radiance Magazine is huge for Scott Ware. And we'll be back right after this. Y'all, welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX93.5 FM. If you want to find us on social media, it's Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. If you'd like to email us some of your questions for the program or about anything else, please feel free to do so. It's Greg at GregFriedman.com. I'll tell you what, my guest tonight is Scott Ware, and I'm so jazzed to get an opportunity to talk to him and about his magazine that really is a major influencer in Southern California called Radiance Magazine, that I'm only going to do one of your email questions this evening. And this one is from Steve from Tampa Bay, Florida, and he says, I just started going to yoga class, and they say namaste. I've asked what it means, but still don't get it. Will you please tell me, what does namaste mean to you? You know, I'll tell you a story. When I was a kid, I mean, even a little kid, like 5 years old, I would look at people and I'd be heartbroken because they went away. This last year, I had the opportunity to go teach at a conference in India. And it was phenomenal for a multitude of reasons. But one of the great things is when you walk by somebody, it's a custom there to either put your hand over your heart and say namaskar, or to put your hands in a prayer and say namaste. And just for that moment, and I mean moment, you see each other. You see the other person. And to me, ultimately, that's really what namaste means. Namaste means I recognize the essence, the being of who you are, as you are, in this world, in this form, and beyond. And to me, it's just a moment to go, yo, you're not alone. And I see you. And because I see you and you see me, we are connected to one another. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to have Scott Ware. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX 93.5 FM. Community-supported radio in Laguna Beach, California.
Yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time. My back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you.
Yeah, baby. Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX93.5 FM, community-supported radio in Laguna Beach, California. Now, let me tell you about my guest this evening, Scott. You know, Scott has spent most of his life studying and then using his knowledge to be of service to others, whether through his work at the Divine Art of Yoga or his amazing timing at giving Radiance Magazine a new life or his latest project, a podcast called Wherewithal. Scott's primary consideration is now and always has been sharing his wisdom. And I think that's an absolutely beautiful thing. Scott, welcome to Inner Journey.
Thanks for having me.
It really is a pleasure. We've been talking about having you in studio for, almost a year now, hasn't it been?
Yep, over a year.
All right, I'm going to start with my first question that I ask every single guest.
Sure.
We have had shaman and medicine man and authors and artists, people in this world that are of service of all kinds of different walks of life. To a person, there was a catalyst or a series of events that really thrust them on their path. Is that true of you as well?
Yes, for sure. What I would say about that is there was a point in my life where I was frustrated that I wanted to expand more spiritually. I wanted to express it and wanted to make a living doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did was a thought came to me from the ethers, said, start a spiritual magazine. And I went ahead and Googled what was out there, found out that there was one already out there called Radiance Magazine. Shortly after that, I came to find out they were closing and it actually had shut down. So I reopened it. And
there's so much more there than that.
Sure.
Well, first of all, I love using the great spiritual Google machine.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious.
Yep.
But so you go, all right, you found this magazine and it called to you in some way, shape, or form.
I like that. You're getting to it. So what I did was I sent an email to the owner of Temple of Light, Daniel Hewitt, and that owned the magazine as it's all nonprofit. And I said, I love this magazine. I'd like to be a part of it in any way. Here's what I've been doing with this Divine Art of Yoga Center Ashram in La Habra, all the involvement and the community outreach I've been doing there, and included pictures. And then I didn't hear anything for a long time. And it turns out she was...
Go ahead. What's a long time?
Oh, in that time when I was looking... 3 to 4 weeks, I think it was.
Okay.
Felt long. And then I did, and she let me know what was happening and that she was going through a change in with the Temple of Light she had. And... would I like to take it over? And she'd announced that it shut down, so we announced that it was now open again.
Mm-hmm.
And that was at about 60 or 70 locations at that time. Now it's at 640 2 years later.
Okay. Again, it's this goes back to be careful what you ask for.
Mm.
You got in there, the magazine was just shutting down. How many times did you go, what the was I thinking?
Right away, that was a big leap. When I said yes to doing that, that was huge. I'd never run a magazine before. So there was a learning curve.
Oh, yeah.
And with that kind of a endeavor, there's always something to learn. But I consider myself very fortunate, very lucky because of the people I get to work with. It's a spiritual, holistic wellness magazine. You have spiritual practitioners, wellness practitioners, holistic practitioners, which basically are sort of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to hang with them. I get to talk with them. I get to experience what they do. And it opened up a new world for me.
I have to tell you, I say almost exactly the same thing about this show.
Yep.
I always say, I'm a kid in a candy shop, man. I get to have some of the greatest minds in the world and greatest hearts in the world on this program, and I can ask them anything I want. It's the best trade school I've ever gone to.
Mm.
It really is a wonderful gift, and I hear you saying something similar about your own endeavor.
It is, and it's interesting because I have access to this group of incredible healers and spiritual practitioners that most of the world doesn't know about. doesn't know even what they can do. Mm-hmm. And if they hear some of the things they can do, they may not believe it right away until they hear that their aunt did it and got cured on this thing that the doctors couldn't touch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many stories like that. And it's funny because I hang out with them and a lot of them take it for granted because they just, oh, this is what I do, but I don't. And particularly when I get one-on-one with them, when I do my interviews,
mm-hmm.
it's just amazing. Or I see them at these fairs. So holistic fairs are out there. And
to people that may not know what that is.
Sure. So what it is, it's an opportunity to sample these practitioners, these intuitive readers, these healers, for at a bargain. So say, I don't know, 15 minutes for $35, something like that. And mm-hmm. you can get a sampling of what they do and get your socks knocked off in a very short amount of time. And I always tell people, if you're going to go to one of these intuitive readers, record it.
Oh, yeah.
Because the good ones are giving you information. They're giving you information that's in your field, perhaps, that you don't have access to currently, although you could. Everyone has psychic abilities and intuitive ability. We're using them all the time when we have hunches and that sort of thing. But these people have enhanced them. Either they had it from birth or they took the classes, many classes that are out there. There's schools right around here that teach everyone how to enhance these abilities. And they're giving you information so quickly that's so good, you're trying to process it. And by the time you're processing it, the next bit is coming and then you forget. So I say record it.
It's great advice for anybody doing a session like that.
Yeah.
Because there is so much that goes on. Then if you're present with it, mm-hmm. it's hard to retain all of it.
It is. It is. And that's just a fraction of what it is, because the community and the tribe that I'm talking about is essentially anyone who is about holistic healing, which is body, mind, and spirit, all of that taken mm-hmm. into account. And instead of going to a doctor who's just going to look at your symptoms and not really take into account the whole of you, what's stressing you out at home, what's going on, what are your relationships like, what's happening, because maybe that's why you're having this problem. No, my protocols say I need to give you this pill. And now sometimes pills are fine. And sometimes but we need to know what else is out there, what's available. And there's a whole community of people that you can sample at the fairs, or you can look in the magazine, for instance, and read about them. They're writing about their specialty frequently, their modality.
Mm-hmm.
And what'll happen is people will, okay, I feel comfortable with this person. I just read what they do, and I'm going to go on their website, or I'm going to give them a call and book that free consultation.
Well, it's very parallel to my program in that I always say, look, I'm going to offer up pathways and possibilities. I ain't asking you to buy it all. I'm not asking you to buy any of it. But instead, if it resonates with you, check it out.
Exactly.
You're not obligated to it, but explore, because you don't have anything to lose.
I have a feeling you're a very good life coach, because I follow you on Facebook and your memes are amazing. They're powerful. I mean, they're not just clever or funny, but I mean, they're powerful and they go deep, and people should follow you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Greg Friedman.
And my PR person. Scott, there's so many questions just about this alone. Mm-hmm. One of the ones that I want to ask, just because I'm a twisted individual, okay, is what is the weirdest, wackiest, wonderfulest healing modality or person that came to you with some kind of approach that was not only weird, wonderful, and wacky, but mm-hmm. was also pretty right on. Spot on. Yeah.
Yes. It's when someone's giving you information and it's right on, and then they tell you it's coming from this source or that source. I mean, you name it. You want me to name it. You want me to name it. Let's just say, okay, let's just say it's from another galaxy.
Okay.
Okay. From my higher self. And by the way, we talk about galaxies. You talk about, aliens? It's like, well, absolutely. I mean, there's anyone who looks at, who's scientific at all, who's familiar with quantum physics and other dimensions, it stands to reason that there are, let's just say, other energies moving around,
mm-hmm.
intelligent energies. Maybe they don't want to be seen. Maybe they're helping. Maybe they're not. Maybe some are, some are. There's some interesting things about that, because a lot of people who are spiritual, who will even believe in angels and spirit guides,
mm-hmm.
will stop at aliens. No, that's just what I see in scary movies and, Oh, so, so.
Explain what just happened, because they don't know. They're listening on the radio.
Right, right. Okay. A friend is sitting in, Lisa Najjar, and she's raised her hand at that. I'm not big on aliens. I think she's.
Sure. Like, yeah. Angels, demons, that I believe in. But aliens, what are you kidding me? You want me to buy into that?
Exactly, exactly. So, and, you know, there are higher vibrating beings out there that are in the physical and in the non-physical.
Mm-hmm.
We call them aliens. We call them angels. So anyway, to each their own. What I've seen and what has been my experience as I've gone from, I've been spiritual since the '80s. I was listening to Deepak Chopra CDs and when CDs were the thing and you know, and just Carolyn Mace, we were talking about that, her off air. And then got involved with this ashram, these two female Mahatmas that run this ashram, and it's a non-denominational place. I learned a lot about yoga and meditation there. And then getting the magazine, that was really stepping into just deep waters. I learned quite a bit and I'm still learning. So going back to the fairs, so there's these fairs. Okay, they pop up, they're at spiritual centers. There's one called Body Studios, one called Healing Key, Heart Space, and Learning Light. And what they are is just, it's a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
You go and there's vendors, people selling crystals, there's readers, intuitive healers, and many times many other things that are just so fun and entertaining. And what you get out of it, when you go there, you feel good, because these are heart-centered entrepreneurs, heart-centered individuals who lead with their hearts in life and want to do good for people. And particularly if they're healers, the highest energy is love. So you just feel good going to these places.
Oh, yeah.
And I recommend them to anyone. And we list them in the magazine. For a lot of them in Southern California, there's listing which ones are happening on any given Saturday. And
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a short break because we're coming up against our station ID. But when we come back, you said it was given to you that you were to do this magazine. I am really curious about that particular phrasing. We are here with Scott Ware. He is, amongst many other things, the editor-in-chief of Radiance Magazine. And if people want to find out more about Radiance, how would they go about doing that, Scott?
They can go to radiancemagazine.org. And if they're in Southern California, they can find it at any high-vibrating location, yoga studio, health food store, wellness center, that sort of thing.
Perfect. And we'll be back with more Scott Ware and Inner Journey with Greg Friedman right after this. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. And no, happiness is a choice. So is melodrama. What are you deciding on right now?
Take you out of this place, somewhere.
Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX93.5 FM, community supported radio in Laguna Beach, California. And as I have said innumerable times, if you want to find us on social media, it's Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. And if you'd like to email us, it's greg@gregfriedman.com. And there's a lot of things coming up in the near future. I have the great privilege of teaching a workshop out at Shakti Fest in Joshua Tree in May. And then in June, I get to go out to England to teach a workshop on love. Who knew? Such a deal. All right, we are here this evening with Scott Ware, among many hats that Scott wears. He is editor-in-chief and owner, is that fair to say, of No. Radiance Magazine?
I'm the publisher and the editor. It is owned by nonprofit Temple of Light, owned by Danielle Hewitt.
Cool.
And she's one that started Temple of Light and the magazine about 10 years ago.
I love literally standing corrected. You know, before we left for break, we were talking about something that you had mentioned earlier. You said that you had been given the concept to open a magazine or to run with a magazine.
I wouldn't have said it that way at the time that it happened, but now I understand that what inspiration is. And I think you even break it down in the Greek or something, it's like whispered from the gods. And I know I was open to something. I was wanting something and maybe even crying out for it. And it came and I listened and I followed it.
Now, was there an event that you could point to? Was there a moment where you go?
It was a moment.
And was it in the middle of a meditation or was it in the middle of brushing your teeth?
I don't remember because I was just following it intuitively. Later, I looked back and said, oh, there was a moment. But I was just moving forward like, okay, this feels like a good idea. So it wasn't so dramatic that I can remember, but I'm glad I followed it. And now I know, now I understand that some of the best things I've written, probably all the best things I've written, were channeled.
Yeah, I want to go back to something that you just said. Mm-hmm. You said that it wasn't anything dramatic. Mm-hmm. Really important point for listeners, because John Lennon had a line that said, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. Mm-hmm. It's most things aren't going to be this grandiose. The skies are going to open. Angels are going to come down
right.
and touch you. The signs and people are walking around all the time going, God, if you would just tell me what to do. And God is sitting there hitting his head like he's in a V8 commercial going, I have done this and this and this, and you're still not seeing it. What do you want from me?
Exactly. I believe the deepest wisdom comes from that voice deep inside of us, which is our connection to the infinite, the divine, God, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And our job is to shut out all the distractions, all the noise so that we can hear that. So if that means going out into nature, meditating in nature, that's where you're going to get the best advice. And it's coming from the best source right through you, your connection to the universe. And chances are, and a lot of people in the spiritual community believe this, that it's your higher self. It's you. You created a life to live. And now you're getting instructions of how to move through it.
Back that sucker up. Let's break that down a little bit if you don't mind.
Sure, sure.
All right. So here's what I heard you say. And you can tell me I'm crazy because you ain't the first one. Mm. I heard you say that, okay, we're somewhere in the ethers. Mm-hmm. And we go, yep, these are the lessons I want to go in and learn and work on. And therefore, I'm choosing the basic construct of this life that goes along with that.
Yes.
And then there are hidden instructions that we have to ferret out somehow. Is that accurate? Is that what you're saying?
I like that. And there's also tools along the way. It's sort of like a video game. You pick up different tools along the way to help you get to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
So either life is random or it's not. It's the opposite. There's intelligent design of some sort. I know that phrase has people have trouble with that sometimes, but let's say there's intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was intelligence, so, okay, well, what are we going to do? How should we do this? We should, let's see, what is life? What do we want to experience? Why do we even want to do this at all? Why is there life? Not what's the meaning of life. Why does it exist? And many people would say for God to experience itself through us.
fascinating because my theory is not dramatically different, but I want to back it up. You said it's either random or it's
intelligently designed.
Yeah. And to me, it's the combo platter.
Sure.
It's that we have one of the greatest gifts that we have as humans is the gift of choice.
Mm-hmm.
So, however, no matter how much we choose, once we're up in the ethers, there are certain intersecting points that we will hit regardless of how many other choices that we make.
Exactly.
So choose all you want, but you're still going to wind up, you know, in Laguna Beach on December 24th of 1986.
Right.
And that's just the way it is.
Right.
That is just so cool. And then you talked about something else that I want you to circle around to, because I've never heard anybody come as close to my theory on this as you just did. They're very, very similar. Why are we here?
For us as God, if we're all one, and a lot of people have trouble saying that, or they'll say, well, we're all God's children. Well, if we're all one, we're all God. There, I said it.
And all the controversy that often goes along with that, exactly. Even though it's not that controversial, people.
Right, right. And if you've been listening this far, chances are you're on the same page of Radiance Magazine even. Okay, so if that's what we want to do, so why not, okay, let's have all these different versions of us, all these splinters from the piece of wood, if you will, go out and experience life differently so that we can experience life in all these different ways. Because you're going to experience this life differently than I will.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Because of what we came here to do, what we were born with, and our circumstances, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that when things are going great, when we're in the flow, life feels amazing. Even when it doesn't, we feel a lot.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Right.
Yeah.
So that, and then, okay, then what? Okay, so we're feeling things, and maybe we're feeling more challenging things, more what we might call bad things, if we're going to call something good or bad in that way, and we want to feel more good things, well, we're going to learn lessons, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And if we don't, then we keep getting the same lesson until we do learn it, and we keep moving forward. And that, especially when you look at it from the point of view, look at it from God's point of view, which we're allowed to do, by the way. We can do that. Just say, okay, and we've done it, because we'll look back and go, especially if you've lived a few years, you can look back and go, oh, now I know why all that happened, because if that didn't happen, I wouldn't be at this, and I wouldn't have this treasure in life. I wouldn't have learned this thing. I wouldn't have this magnificent whatever it is. So that's my theory.
Mine, the more you elaborated, the further our theories got.
Okay.
I'm going to lay it out, and then you're going to help me understand how they overlap.
See if they come together. Okay.
My theory is essentially this. Why are we often, as humans, drawn to have children? And to me, us being on this planet in this form is very parallel to God having children. That through the experience of having a child, guiding a child, allowing a child, we ourselves become even bigger. And we become more enriched, not because of what we're giving them, but because instead their perspectives enrich our lives and open us up to things that we may not have recognized in any other form.
I believe that too. And they challenge us to do that whether we want to or not. They teach us that there's something more outside of us, something that we can love that's outside of us. So when they do things that are different or challenging for us, we're forced to learn because we love them. And we're forced to figure out why this is happening or why they're doing this. And it complicates things, but in a good way, because it causes us to grow.
Exactly. And as we struggle to learn to love, because as Marianne Williamson said, everything on this planet is either love or a call for love. As we struggle to increase the love quotient in the world,
yes,
it increases the love quotient universally. Now, there's something else that you said that I want to go explore with you, because it's one of those other things that I go, ooh, I play with this concept all the time.
Okay.
Good, bad, right, wrong. I love where you're going already, but I want to hear what, explain your feelings about good and bad and right and wrong.
I have good things and bad things to say about it.
Well, you could be right.
Or wrong. So, well, I think it was Shakespeare who said, there's nothing in the universe that is good or bad unless we say it so, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so much of what we think of as good or bad are definitions, I feel, that hold us back, that hinder us when it comes to, particularly when we're talking to ourselves or with other people. Frequently, we make judgments that of other people that is bad without even really thinking it through. It's something we inherited, a thought we inherited without even seeing it through. Whereas, okay, so you talk about love. Or if we picked out an issue, for instance, whether something was good or bad, and frequently we'll have a judgment on it that comes from the intellect, but when we bring the heart into it, the good and bad tends to go away. And I like what, you know, you've had Neil Donald Walsh on here before, and one of his main questions he asks is, what would love do now?
And it's a great question.
Yes. Some people say, what would Jesus do now? What would God do now? To me, it's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that question, if we ask that question instead of the questions that are being asked out there in political discourse, for instance, which seeks to put people on two sides and be divisive by definition, and the media also by definition do that because they need the eyeballs watching. But if we asked, what would love do now?
Mm-hmm.
It would change the whole conversation. And I'm a big proponent of that.
Yeah.
Bringing that into those issues.
I absolutely agree with you. You said, to me, it's very simple. Good, bad, right, and wrong are all illusions.
Mm.
Instead, there's another word that I absolutely love. It's appropriate. What's apropos? What fits? Because what may fit in any given moment will not under any circumstances fit in the next necessarily. And if, you know, the really twisted example that I give as an illustration to people is 50 years ago, it was absolutely good and right to go over to Germany and kill a bunch of Germans.
Yeah.
Go do that today and see what happens. It's not good or bad. And in all honesty, I still struggle with that because it's never appropriate to go over to anywhere and kill anybody else. However, it becomes blatantly clear how we hold the concepts dearly. And people are so attached to being right.
Yes. And when you're being right, you're not being loving, particularly in a relationship. If you have to be right and you're in a relationship where you're holding that line, love usually isn't present.
I agree. Yeah, and it's just that simple. It's like, I know you're right about that. That's all I'm going to say.
And I love you, man.
We have whipped through our first hour. We are here with Scott Ware. Scott, what you do again?
I'm the publisher and editor of Radiance Magazine, which you can find at radiancemagazine.org.
Nice. And also, you can find it in stores all over Southern California, correct?
Yeah, I list a lot of them in the back. So if you happen to find one, pick it up. You can see all the other 640 locations it's listed, which are like yoga studios, health food stores, metaphysical stores, all the cool places.
Dig it. Radiance Magazine. We're here with Scott Ware, and we're going to have more right after the top of the hour.
My name is Greg Friedman. I am a modern version of those that have existed in every culture. I am a guide. For years, I have taken people all over the world to work with indigenous elders in exotic locations, only to show you that you are the magic, and we just help you realize it. It can be terrifying to look at our fears, and sometimes, even more so, to look at our strengths. I take you out into the wild, into the unknown, for an inner journey.
Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX93.5 FM, community-supported radio in Laguna Beach and broadcast all over the world. So many friends all over the world. I got to tell you, there are people that are near and dear to me in India and Africa and Australia, all over. I just to mention a few places. Thank you. If you want to find us on social media, go to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. And if you want to email us or find the website, it's greg@gregfriedman.com or gregfriedman.com. This evening, we are here with Scott Ware. He is, among many other things, the publisher of Radiance Magazine. He also has a brand new podcast, or a fairly new podcast, that is expanding very, very quickly. Now, Scott, one of the things that you told me that during the break that I found really fascinating, Radiance Magazine is a 501c3?
It is. And what that means is, so it's a nonprofit, and for people who would like to become patrons of it, people who support the cause of quickening the awakening, the spiritual awakening of Southern California and beyond, we would like to expand more. We'd like to go more into San Diego, more parts of Los Angeles. We're already from West LA down to San Clemente into the Inland Empire. And there's just so many more opportunities for expansion. And so people can go to radiancemagazine.org to become patrons, like they would with a PBS or NPR, anything like that.
There are so many questions I want to ask you about the magazine. First of all, let's start with the simple. Why the name Radiance Magazine? What does that mean to you? And what is the mission statement?
Okay. So radiance is, to me, a very high-vibrating word, and that's why Danielle chose that. And it says something. It I think when you read it and you see it, it takes you up a notch or two if you're not there. It asks you to rise to that level of, well, radiance. That feels good. It's like, okay, something is radiating from inside of me, or what does that mean? And you want to dig into it. But for people who aren't into that word, they're just going to step over this magazine. They're going to walk by it on the yoga counter there at the yoga studio. And that's perfect.
And what does radiance mean to you?
To me, it means our best, because the people that are in these pages, the spiritual practitioners, holistic healers, are giving from their heart. They've decided to leave the corporate world, perhaps, and said, I'm going to learn this modality, or I feel this ability, I can do this. And then they hone it, they enhance it, and they find themselves healing people without having to be invasive, without having to use medications, just natural remedies, the healing abilities that we all have that people have been using for thousands of years.
You know, I want to circle back, because you've hinted at this a couple of times. You're not saying, by any stretch of the imagination, if you are using Western medicine, toss that sucker out, throw it away.
Yeah.
Instead, you're saying, yeah, there's Western medicine. Don't get me wrong. It has its place and its purpose, and there are some really amazing things.
Yes.
But there's a whole lot more out there than we often recognize or give credit to.
Absolutely. And we end up hearing about it word of mouth, because you've seen all the prescription commercials with all the disclaimers, and there's plenty of them. But that's because the money's very concentrated with those companies. But all the wellness advocates out there, there's just so many of them, but they're not organized. They're not together. So there's actually more money being spent on those things than is being spent in the allopathic world. A lot of people don't know that, as far as when you look at the large umbrella called wellness, the wellness industry.
Wait, I just want to circle, because that's news to me.
Sure.
You're saying that in the, I'm just going to say it in a pedestrian terms, new age wellness world, there's actually more money being invested than there are in big pharma?
Yes, by about 10 times.
Holy schmoly.
Yeah. And I mean, we're talking about everything from essential oils to massage, to acupuncture, chiropractic, all that sort of thing, versus allopathic. Now, we love our medical doctors, and particularly for acute trauma you know, in emergency rooms and that sort of thing. I mean, there's so much, absolutely. But we're even the medical doctors in the hospitals are learning the value of things like essential oils, and they're bringing them into the hospital rooms, mm-hmm. and they're actually able to use essential oils to help get people off the opioids, which is amazing. If we can try essential oils first and not go to opioids, that is happening.
Yeah, what a crazy concept, huh?
And exactly. And they're doing Reiki at Cedars-Sinai and many other hospitals around.
Reiki and yoga and mm-hmm. so many other things. And I have to tell you, I have a friend that is very well-versed in this world that we're in. And she went, oh, yeah, my shoulder's been killing me. So my doctor prescribed Norco. And I went, what?
Right.
And she went, oh, it'll be fine. It's no big deal. I'll just take a half a tablet. I said, essential oils, maybe some CBD oil, mm-hmm. maybe a couple of other things. It's going to help you not only so much more,
yes,
but with so much less damage to your being.
I agree. You know, and I was watching a comedian the other day who was talking about how the reason people want the magic pill is because life's busy. We have less hours to perhaps make more money to get the kind of house, particularly in certain states, mm-hmm. As much house as you know, if you're driving far, if you have to drive an hour every day to be able to drive out to where the house is, where you can afford it. The squeeze is being put to us, and they use as a metaphor airplanes that as recently as the 70s, the economy class looked like what the first class looks like now.
Oh, yeah.
It was spacious. There were no issues. And little by little, they keep taking away things. They make the seats smaller, closer together. They take away the free soda, the free nut, everything. And it's sort of like the frog in the frying pan, mm-hmm. turning it up real slow, and he doesn't notice his brains are boiling until, you know. And so all that stress, so all that's happening, so people are reaching for more booze, pills, all the, you know, things that'll distract you from actually looking inside and looking and see, okay, what's going on with my body?
Well, I think you're saying two separate different things. Mm. One is you're talking about a distraction, and the other is you're talking about the magic pill to cure all.
Exactly.
Okay. And I agree with the distraction. There's so often we're looking for some manner to quickly and easily turn off from all of the overstimuli.
Yes.
Now, on the other hand, with the magic pill, I think in my experience, especially because the work that I do with people is hard work, because growth, not always, and it's not obligatory, but growth is often hard work.
Yes.
And people don't want to do it. Yes, I know that if I put in this 1 week, and I'm just using an example mm-hmm. time-wise, of really hard work, it's going to benefit me for the whole rest of my life. But that's a hard week. I don't want to do that whole hard week. Don't you have a pill? Don't you have some kind of magic wand yes. you could just wave? Can't you just give me the answers? You'd be shocked how many times I really hear all three of those questions.
Well, and going back to the design of life, I believe it's been designed where if you can get in the flow, you're going to be fine. You're going to experience change and growth with very little pain. Mm-hmm. But most of us are holding on. We're holding on to what we're used to, what our conditioning is, how we think things should be. Mm-hmm. They've always been this way. Why is this changing? Why is it changing? I'm holding on. And the pain comes because life is designed to change. The only thing that's constant is change.
I agree with that entirely. It's one of those things that I put out recently. Change is not hard. What you run into that actually is hard is your resistance to change.
Right.
Because change is a natural occurrence that is incessantly happening.
Yes.
And if we could just understand that and release into it, there is a difference between release and surrender and submission.
Yes.
We are not getting ourselves subjugated by letting go. We're actually freeing ourselves by letting go. And I say that to a world that is predominantly gripping on for dear life.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, it's inhibiting them from dear life.
Mm, well said.
It seems like you had something you wanted to share.
I did. You know, it's funny because you asked me about a moment. There was a moment that came after I'd decided to take over the magazine. And it was, I remember I was still connected with that ashram.
Mm-hmm.
I like to take pictures, take a lot of pictures of myself participating in the events there. Now, it's all non-denominational, but there's Hindu elements and all these things. And I didn't want to post them. I was embarrassed. I felt like, oh, people are going to see me. You know, in this one ceremony, they put a red dot on my forehead and with some rice there and singing, you know, singing some songs. And I just didn't want to post them. So I didn't. But then after a while, I'm like, after a year or two, I said, well, let me just put a folder in the Facebook that isn't on the timeline and only my friends will see it. Well, what I didn't realize when I did that is when they start liking the pictures they see.
Boink.
Going, pop right up on the timeline.
Uh-huh.
I would break out in a cold sweat. I would delete some. I swear I would. And I would delete. And after a while, I realized, oh, so Facebook actually helped me overcome the insecurities I was feeling about being who I am. This is what I do. And if people don't like it, well, they can unfriend me. And the ones that do, love it. And that was a big lesson.
Oh, I have a feeling both you and I have that as one of our core lessons. It's like, oh yeah, I'm being myself totally. I've stripped off everything. And the universe goes, really? Watch this.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yep. And, you know, we were just talking about that with you and your magazine. It's that really it seems to me as though you're on the precipice with this magazine. You've taken this and you've expanded it exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just amplified it like crazy. And I think that's really for two main reasons. One is you're coming from heart.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is this is a passion of yours. And you put those two things together and it's indomitable.
I get excited about the people in here, what they do. I have it open right now, Radiance Magazine, open to the gentlest trauma healing through music therapy. There's someone who uses music therapy, Amy Lynn D'Amato, for helping people get past trauma. I mean, that's amazing. And she's got a ton of testimonials of how that works.
Mm-hmm.
On the next page, You're a Divine Spiritual Vibrational Being by Chris Pitko. And he's an amazing healer. And I've been in a room where he's done some group healing. And he's amazing. I've actually participated and done with some of these healers, my own healings. And I just, it's so exciting and amazing what they do, how they, and even just to the skeptic, there's one person I'm thinking of who's a network spinal analysis, Dr. Tara Rasta. And she'll say, by the way, I noticed this in your field. And she'll tell me something that about me that she couldn't have known. In fact, that I didn't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pertinent to what I was experiencing with my spine and my back. And it just helped being able to, because in a very empowering way, she brought it up. And we were able to work through it. And it helped overall. But I'm like, where'd that come from? I thought I was just here to do some spine work, you know, like kind of energetic chiropractic.
That was a really good sidestep. You almost went there. I'm gonna throw down myself.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna ask you to meet me.
All right.
Right after this break. We are here with Scott Ware, and you are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. We'll be back after a short break. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX 93.5 FM, community-supported radio in Laguna Beach, California. And I'm going to say it again. The monsters aren't under the bed. They're in your head.
Oh,
Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX93.5 FM, community-supported radio in Laguna Beach, California. And you know the gig, guys. Social media, Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. And if you want to find me on my website, it's, and I don't know how I came up with this, gregfriedman.com. We are here this evening with Scott Ware. Scott is the publisher of Radiance Magazine and has done so many other things that are of service. But when we left for break, we were on a little bit of a cliffhanger. And here's what happened. Right before then, during a break, Scott and I were talking about both of us individually needing to claim our place in the world. And then Scott, very adeptly, came so close to that, but then sidestepped it. And I said, okay, I'm going to throw down first, and then I'm going to ask him to throw down afterwards. One of the things that I often do with guests on this program is I say, okay, if you could have any teacher, any great thought leader on this program who is really on the forefront of what's going on and has something that would be really cool to share, who would you have? And the last three or four guests in a row, notice my voice break a little bit as I'm sort of claiming this, said, I want you. I want to hear what your story is. I want to hear more about who you are because I know that you have a lot to teach. I see it, and I want you to understand that you are among those people that you speak to with so much respect and reverence. All right, Scott, you're up.
I'm up. Casey at the bat. So you want to know...
Claim it.
What I'm here to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm here to inspire. I'm here to teach. I'm a way shower. And it started, I think, when I was in theater. In fact, the last play I wrote and directed was 4 years ago, and I was involved with a theater in Long Beach. And what we would do, I just love the whole idea of creating awe and wonder, and particularly when it's a surprise. There was a theater that had in Bixby Knowles that had they had an art walk every day every month.
Mm-hmm.
And the families came out. It was very family friendly. There were musicians on every 20 feet on the sidewalk. And this little theater that most people would just pass by, well, a lot of times they would we would have people out there in costume, just getting people interested, handing out flyers. And I said, well, why don't I write a play, a short, very short play that would air just beyond every half hour.
Mm-hmm.
We'd perform, and it would be for 20 minutes, and it would start on the sidewalk, get people, you know, just all worked up, and then part of the play would be to get people to come inside. It was just a 45 seat theater, and then we'd give them for their dollar or two donation just the biggest show they ever had, and they would be like, I didn't even know this theater was here, and we'd just create magic for them. And I've always loved that because too often I feel just people are asleep, they're just sleepwalking through their lives, and they miss out on so much. I mean, so many people like the Christmas holidays because everyone's heart seems to be open. Everyone's having. I want to try and create Christmas all year round. I want people to have that feeling. I want people's hearts to be open, and that means getting out of their head. That means quieting the mind and letting the heart act. And with this magazine out there, Radiance, it's a high vibrating word. The articles on the front. I mean, the biggest one, Radical Mindfulness by Daniel Gutierrez, and he's the one on the cover. If you can be radically mindful, he teaches how to be that, how to just, whatever's happening, somebody cuts you off on the road, boom, you can come back to yourself and just be present to your life. Because too often, for too many minutes and hours of the day, we're asleep, which means to me, we're not living, we're not alive.
And I agree with everything that you just said. Mm-hmm. But here's what I see. Mm-hmm. If not for you, Scott Ware, Radiance Magazine would have probably gone to sleep and never woken up. If not for you, Scott Ware, Radiance Magazine wouldn't have gone from being in a handful of outlets to a multitude of outlets. That Daniel Gutierrez wouldn't be on that cover. Those mm-hmm. other people that you so generously illustrated as being brilliant and wonderful and wise wouldn't be there without your insight and your hard work to make it so.
I appreciate that, you saying that. And also, I just want to point out that one of my gifts is the ability to amplify others' work and even to present myself in such a way where I can get some excellent life coaching from you so you can show off what you do. You walked right into it.
Yeah, I know I did. You are a very good man at deferring. You know, let's talk about Danielle for a second, if we could. We'll shift gears. Danielle Marie Hewitt is your partner in crime. She was the one, if I understand correctly, who originally came up with the concept for the magazine. Is that accurate?
She did. And then when she closed it with the Temple of Light, I reopened it. I definitely wanted to make sure her words of wisdom were still in there. So she writes an article in every issue. Mm-hmm. And she is an amazing intuitive. She's a theta healer. And when she writes, it's just clear as a bell and it's from the heart. And actually she, in this particular issue, because her daughter is in law enforcement on the forefront of sex trafficking, she wrote about that. And
Danielle did, or
Danielle
the daughter did?
Okay. Yeah. Wrote about her daughter's efforts in bringing those people to justice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Circle back for 1 second, because you said something in there that I think may not have been comprehended by a lot of people. You talked about theta healing.
I can't speak to that a lot. Maybe you know more than I do.
Yeah, nice try, Slick.
Okay. Well, what I do, so here's the thing. So there's energy healing, and there's different kinds of energy healing, and there's different levels, theta waves, as far as being in states of meditation and consciousness. I find fascinating. There's quantum healing. There's Reiki healing. There's auric healing. Mm-hmm. There's so many things. And I've experienced most of those things and they're amazing. And when you get to work with someone who's doing that, it's just very special. And that's one thing. Oh, I'd like to mention this. So holistic healers are particularly organized because there's something called a holistic chamber of commerce.
I've had Camille on the program.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
But for the listeners, in case they don't know.
Well, there's the regular chamber of commerce where businesses get together and do commerce. And then there's the holistic chamber where we like to call heart-centered entrepreneurs heartrepreneurs who are wanting to do this kind of work and come together in support of each other and collaborate. And it's an amazing organization. And if you want to know where there's a holistic healer near you, you can go to their website for the holisticchamberofcommerce.com. And so that's a very handy tip.
Yeah, it's a great resource. And if I remember correctly, Daniel Gutierrez, who is your cover child this month, is or was the president of one of the Long Beach chapters of the Holistic Chamber of Commerce.
Yep, of the Long Beach chapter. He is the president, correct.
Yep. I was there for his inauguration. You know, you don't just do the magazine, but one more time, mm-hmm. if people want to find out more about you or the magazine, how would they go about doing that?
Well, radiancemagazine.org is where you can find it, as well as in yoga studios, health food stores, metaphysical stores, wellness centers. Mm-hmm. And they can email me at radiancemageditor@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, I want to find out what inspired you, because God knows you have your hand full with this magazine. Mm-hmm. What inspired you to go, cool, you know, in my spare time, mm-hmm. I'm going to start a podcast, and what that looks like. We are here with Scott Ware. He is the publisher of Radiance Magazine, and we're going to be back after a short break.
much like his since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Little darling, the smiles are returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
To Inner Journey with Greg Friedman on KX93.5 FM, community-supported radio in Laguna Beach, California. Welcome back. You are listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. And as I have said innumerable occasions, social media, it's Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. And if you'd like to find us online on our website, it's gregfriedman.com. This evening, we are here with Scott Ware. He is the publisher of Radiance Magazine. But he has recently, how recently, Scott?
About 6 months ago, started the podcast, The Wherewithal.
Wherewithal.
The wherewithal.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
seriously, before, you know, I might have been a bit of a smart aleck before we left for break about this.
Only that once.
Ever in my entire life. But you have your hands full with the magazine. I know it's a labor of love, but you work your booty off for that thing. What made you say, here's an idea, let me add more onto my plate?
I wanted another way to promote the people in the magazine. So The Wherewithal is another opportunity in a different forum to bring their message and their modalities to people, but in the podcast forum, because that's a listener's forum. Not a modality. It's a place where people will listen deeply to a subject, a forum.
It's a medium.
Thank you. And they can geek out on this stuff. So there's so much to learn about what a music therapist does, or a life coach does. Mm-hmm. Like, what's it like? What it's like to have a life coach in your corner is really cool. And Daniel Gutierrez actually offers that as well. And you are a life coach as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot of people just think, well, why would I do that? Well, it's like, well, what have you been wanting to do for the last 5 years, but you're still now 5 years later and you still haven't done it.
Right.
That's one way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So I like getting in depth about what they do. And for people who listen to podcasts on that medium, they're able to really sit down, or if they're on the treadmill or wherever, and get really deep into the subject matter. And I like to demystify it. So if I'm talking to an intuitive, mm-hmm. I want to talk about, well, you know, for instance, is there a way people can verify what you're saying? For instance, when you talk about mediums and talking to people who have passed, well, evidential mediums can actually offer proof right mm-hmm. away. And of course also, and other mediums can just tell you things that just resonates, and there's no way they could know that. So just getting into how that works, and even how other people can do it themselves. And how could they do it themselves? Well, there just happened to be a lot of schools around to help people enhance those various abilities. Go ahead.
No, I'm just grinning at you because I know that there's a number of schools that you really feel strongly about that are in your magazine. And I say that mm-hmm. because what most people don't understand about your relationship to the magazine and your relationship to integrity for the viewership, you wouldn't have anybody in this magazine that you didn't feel was legit.
There were a couple I've turned down, and some that are, and I mean like some entities, some businesses that are controversial for various reasons, mm-hmm. and just wouldn't have fit. So, but what's nice is, like you, I think I'm a very good interviewer, and I can get to the bottom of it and find out what is it they really do. What's their magic?
Right. My intent is very simple. I want to have you be as fabulous as possible mm-hmm. for you and for the listening audience.
Yes.
It's that simple.
And I love being, you know, we kind of joke around about how much I'm going to talk about myself versus other people, but I that is what I love to do. And these people are so talented. I'm amazed. And a lot of them are not as much because they're just used to it. And then there's the whole other population out there, for the most part, that are unaware of what these people can do. Mm-hmm. And, or if they know it or start to know, get some information on it, they get scared.
Interesting. So you're saying that, okay, I've been sitting there wondering what monsters are under the bed. But now that I peeked under the bed and I've seen that they're not monsters, that they're actually bunny rabbits, mm-hmm. I'm going to be afraid?
Well, I think this is before people have spotted the bunny rabbits. They don't know that. They're still thinking there's monsters under the bed, and they're just in denial, and they move through their life. But one day, maybe their aunt or their friend says, hey, I want to go to this fair. I want to get a reading. What do you mean a reading? Like from a fortune teller?
Mm-hmm.
And what I've found, what's amazing is when you go to an intuitive reader or a tarot card reader or an astrologer, is that many of these intuitives are able to bring something into your presence that is a part of your life, but it's maybe, and I'm holding my hand out to the right of my head here, like there's a moon orbiting my head and like, or a planet out there, and it's just out of my periphery, but it's affecting me. It's pulling me like the moon does pull. Mm-hmm. And what that person will do is swing it around to in front of your eyes so that you can see it and no longer be in denial of it, and say, hey, if we deal with this thing, if we manage this thing, your life is going to be better. You're going to get more of the things you want. Because right now it's pulling you. Like you think you're walking a straight line, but actually you're veering to the right because that thing's pulling you. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're not getting where you want to go. So people like these intuitive readers can help find those things for you and isolate them. And that's just one example of what they do.
You know, you just reminded me of a story we were talking about during one of the breaks mm-hmm. about your uncle.
Oh, yes. Okay, so when I had a great uncle who was a priest who could move things without touching them.
Elaborate on that a little,
you
if
betcha.
You would.
Okay. So I was raised in a Catholic household, and I had a great uncle who is now transitioned, who's passed on. And he would actually, if he was blessing me or blessing our family, he would have his hands on my forehead. I would move to the ground right away. And he wasn't touching me. I'm sorry. He did not have his hand on my head. I could feel it just on my hair, you lightly touching. So he was not physically touching me. And then I'm on the floor. I was moved down. And I remember mm-hmm. as a teenager thinking, I want to see how he does this. But he had this power. And he could do that. And I remember thinking, I want to do that. That is so cool. Now, I didn't think it was religious. I thought it was spiritual. I didn't think it was because of...
What's the distinction to you?
Religion, in many cases, no disrespect intended for people who are, and is someone else's ideas of what life is and that you should adhere to them or you should believe them versus your own experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So you said that you felt like this was a spiritual experience.
I did. I didn't attach it to Catholicism because I knew it happened in many other places, but I got to experience it myself. And that told me I knew there was something more that could be experienced beyond the five senses, which to me is the definition between being spiritual and not spiritual. Being not spiritual is people that just tend to be, we could say, asleep. And we've all been there, and we can all go to sleep throughout the day as consciously. And we're and then we just wake up as much as we can and stay awake. But we just need to, I just lost my train of thought on that. What was I?
You were talking about spiritualism and...
People who are not, not awake.
Right. And it's great because this is one of those questions I wanted to circle around to, but we left 12 miles back in the road. Because you use this term a lot, is woke or awake. And so I think this is a great opportunity to talk about why that is something to aspire to.
Because most of us are moving towards, humans are moving towards pleasure and moving away from pain. They know what they like and they just want more of what they like and want to avoid what they don't like. But waking up is what we say when we are talking about being, first of all, just being present in the moment, being present to a blade of grass, a flower, the sky, the sun, and enjoying that. Being present to what's happening inside our body, that emotions are in there and lodged in there from the past, that traumas are still there in the body and can be released. Being open to those possibilities that there's more to life than just what's in the five senses.
If I understand you correctly, and I think I may be extrapolating a little bit, but pull my booty back in if it is, I'm hearing you say the more things that you could recognize, the more you could choose your own life with. That sort of like the example you were giving before with that planet that was pulling you over there. If you're awake to it, then you could recognize it and make a choice about whether you want to be drawn in that direction or whether you would like to put up a little bit more energy and effort to stay on your path or a myriad of other choices.
I agree. It's being awake. It goes back to what we were saying about being in the flow. It allows you to surrender to the flow because you know if you don't, pain is going to come because you're going to try and hold on to the way that you think life should be or ego thinks that it should be when actually there's a bigger story happening. And it's funny. It's interesting because of my writing background, I love to talk about story and I love to talk about the hero's journey. And
You have to explain a little bit more then. Okay.
And we're all on many hero's journey. Let's say we're all on a dozen hero's journeys, which means we're all endeavoring to do something, And this is why we watch movies and TV, hopefully not to excess, because it's just like the shamans telling the story around the fire, okay, so that we can learn how to achieve certain things that we're afraid of. And so there's different parts of the journey. And frequently, many of us are waiting on many of our journeys in that debating period, which is, okay, something's been presented to me. There's some choices, but I'm kind of afraid to take them. So let me just ask a bunch of people. Let me just do some research. And we can stay in that phase for years and wondering why our life is stagnant because we haven't taken that next step. And you said something in the beginning about taking those steps, making sure you take them, even though you can't see where the next one is. Frequently, people aren't going to take steps unless they can see, oh, I can see that path and I can see where it's going. And now I feel secure to take it. But actually, the best journeys, the personal journeys, the path isn't there yet because it's our journey. We're not following someone else's path. So we got to get out there. And if we're in a boat, we have to get out away from land to make sure we don't see land. And then go, and that takes courage.
Oh, yeah.
And frequently, we don't have it. But life forces us to. Things happen.
frequently, life forces us to have courage.
Well, no, it forces us to make moves that we wouldn't have made, that we didn't have the courage to make, but we have to make them anyway. So, for instance,
sometimes we're kicked off the cliff.
There you go.
Okay.
And by tragedy, by falling in love, and everything in between.
Yeah. I have some really bad news.
Oh.
We have come to that place where I have to ask the last question of the evening.
Oh, okay.
It is... Is there anything that you'd care to share? Is there anything that you'd feel remiss if you didn't share with our listeners this evening?
Yes. I would like to say that you are worth everything you can give yourself. It's worth it to you. If you've never experienced, for instance, a holistic practitioner, a holistic healer, who is all about looking after your body, mind, and spirit, give the gift to yourself. Or give that gift to someone else in the form of a gift certificate. If you know somebody who has never seen a holistic healer, and maybe they got some things going on, maybe they got some aches and pains and or more, give them a gift certificate. Call up a healer, see if they have that. They usually do.
Mm-hmm.
And help somebody take that step, because a lot of us don't even think, what, I'm going to go see someone and they're going to be all about me for an hour? That or our life coach? I mean, it's all about me? I don't know. I'm not used to that. So I would say...
It could be scary.
Yes. Yeah.
You would say, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I would say you owe it to yourself. This is your life. Make it the best life you can have and go for it. Take advantage of these people and go to the fairs if you want to sample them. And they're all listed in the magazine. Radiance
what magazine? Okay. And if people want to find Radiance Magazine, how would they go about doing that?
They can go online and find it at radiancemagazine.org. And they can go to, in Southern California, many health food stores, metaphysical stores, holistic healers' offices. Those really cool, hip coffee houses will have it.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, and we did not talk about this nearly enough, which means I'm sorry, but you're just going to have to come back so we could explore more at a different time.
Awesome.
Your podcast, if people want to find The Wherewithal.
They can go to just about any place where podcasts are, on iTunes, all of it. And it's spelled The Where, Where spelled W-A-R-E, like my last name, The Wherewithal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, they can find it there. They can find it on Anchor. And they can find me on, and they can find it at radiancemagazine.org as well. And can I just say, Greg, in closing, that your radio show is awesome. It's, I remember when I first heard it and hearing your voice talk in a way that you're not used to hearing DJs or radio personalities talk in a very personal way about deep subjects at night, coming here from Laguna, this view of the water, of the beach. And where you come from, most importantly, I feel it in my heart, and you have that great voice, and what you're delivering is awesome. Thank you for all that.
I am truly blessed and appreciate that immensely, and I'll take that. But right back at you, it's that what you're doing out here in this world is a gorgeous thing, and I have so much appreciation and respect for you and also your past. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Greg.
And you guys know, if you have more questions and we weren't able to get to you, and I'm sure we were not able to get to all your questions tonight, please feel free to email us at greg@gregfriedman.com. Once again, social media is Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. And, you know, I tell you this every week, there are a ton of people that work their tushies off to put this show on behind the scenes. I am so grateful to them. But most of all, I'm grateful to you, the listening audience. This show does not exist without your participation. For that, and so, so much more, thank you. You've been listening to Inner Journey with Greg Friedman. Good night.